your Bibles to Proverbs chapter 1, and I think Gilbert needs a Bible, and what's your cousin's name?
Keanu.
Like Keanu Reeves? Cool. And your name is? Justin? Two Justins. Now we have justice in the place. And Breezy, and your name is? Jacqueline. And of course we have Abe. And then we have Adam. Yeah, right. Chapter 1. Well, that's a great, wonderful worship song to end with. That God's love has no bounds. It's deeper than any ocean. Higher, chapter 1, Proverbs. So open in the middle. If you're in Psalms, you need to go to the right. And if you're in Ecclesiastes, you need to go to the left. There you go. Brianna has it. Or, if all else fails, look in the table of contents. Chapter 1. So we talked about, or we sung about God's love has no bounds. And we're doing a series called Lessons from My Father. And today's part is called The Wisdom of Listening to Parents. I know you guys waited all week to hear this study about listening to your parents. And we all laugh, and you know, I was a kid too, and you know, I wasn't perfect, far from it. I was a rebellious kid at times, but I generally listened to my parents, and that's a good thing. And so we're going to learn about the importance of listening. And you know what? All of us are guilty of not listening well enough. You know, listening is a skill. It's, you know, James, he writes, he says to be quick to listen and slow to speak. You know, aren't you glad that God didn't give you two mouths? I mean, you'd be talking twice as much. But he gave you two ears for a reason. So that we could do a lot more listening than talking. And so listening is very important. And even in the Gospels, Jesus warns us how we should listen, how we should hear. And from listening, that's where we're going to learn the skill to be able to discern if this what you hear is of God, or if it is of God. Because we hear a lot of stuff, don't we? You turn on the TV and you hear the talking heads, blah, 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 blah. You know, whether it's a TV series or whatever. You turn on the radio and you hear blah, 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 blah. You turn on the radio and you hear other blah, 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 you know, kind of like with a rap group. Blah, 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 blah. Or if you're a rocker, you know, you hear blah, 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 you know. But we hear lots of stuff and we need to be able to discern what is good and what is bad and what is right and what is correct. And it comes by listening. And listening begins where? It begins when your mama picked you up and said goo goo gaga to you. Those goo goo gagas and those cooing to their baby were important cues for your development to learn to listen. And when you grow up and you're starting to walk, it was important that you would learn to listen to your parents. Come here, little Willie, come here. You know, don't walk in the street, you know, and you grab them. And it's important that yeah, it's important that we listen. It's like my daughter especially when she was really little and she would get in trouble and I'd give her the 1-2. Y'all had it. And I'd be telling her, you know, Juliana and blah, 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 blah. And she's like this. She turns her eyes. She won't look at me. And I said, Juliana, look at me. No. And she wouldn't look at me. And so I grab her face, look at me. And her eyes are like this. Now she looks at me. Because I want her to be able to listen and understand, not tune out and shut off. So it's important to learn, to listen. There's wisdom in it. And, well, let's read the passage together. We're going to only cover two verses. And since we have some young ladies in here, when you hear the word son, don't just think it's for your brothers or for the guys. Put your daughter in there. It's for you too. We all need to learn to listen. My son, my daughter, hear or listen to the instruction of your father. Do not forsake the law of your mother, for they will be a graceful ornament on your head and a chains about your neck. First of all, we're going to cover in this first part the wisdom of listening to parents. We're going to talk about their knowledge, their experience, and their wisdom. First of all, and I know you might, some of you might find this completely amazing right now, that your parents are probably smarter than you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Of course.
Yeah. I'm glad you all agree. they probably are, and not you might have, you might be intellectually smarter. You might know algebra better than they do. But you know what? Yes. You play electronics better. Yeah, you may. My daughter plays guitar better than I can. We're learning at the same time, and she's just picking up. I mean, just scary. But she may be a genius, but by the mere fact that I have years under my feet of living experience, I should be a lot wiser than they are. And likewise with your parents, they have experience. And also, their parents know you pretty darn well. They fed you. They cleaned your diapers. They changed you. They saw you grow up. And you know what? And I'm sure your parents did the same as we did with our kids. We watched you like hawks. Observers. You know, there was probably times that you didn't even know what you're playing, and your parents are just like spying in on you. What is little Johnny saying? Oh, that's so cute. Oh, I just think that's so cute. You know, that's what parents do. They're keen observers of you, and I hope they still are, just because you're getting bigger and they need to be involved in your life. And if you have parents like that, be thankful for that, because they do it for one reason, because they love you. And there's one thing is a common denominator is your parents love you very deeply. And so their motivations for you are pretty pure. They want the best for you. So by their knowledge of you, it's important. Your parents have the potential to provide you with the best advice that you can receive. You know, most of you come from a Christian home, and hopefully most of your parents come from a biblical point of view, which is a very good point of view to come from, because God's truths are timeless. But they could provide better advice than anyone, better than your teachers, better than your friends, better than the neighbor, because they know you. They saw you grow up. And, you know, they probably provide better advice than Oprah could for you. So, and you may not always agree with it, and that's where the point of contention is. Have you ever disagreed with your parents?
Yeah,
I didn't think so. I thought you kids are all perfect, and I was right. We never disagreed with our parents. But you know what? There comes to a point, and this is the hard thing, and this is a test of your faith, is sometimes you're just going to have to say, yes, Mom, yes, Dad, and just, instead of arguing, agree to disagree agreeably and do what they say. Note, let's continue on. They also have their experience. You know what? Your parents were once young too. You know what's kind of funny in this generation, you know, with the mid-high kids now is, you know, I notice bell bottoms are creeping back in. You know, I used to wear bell bottoms all the time. And then, you know, the little chokers. Man, I wanted it. And I had a choker when I was in junior high, you know. There's nothing really, too many things new under the sun. I would say things for your generation that is a lot different from mine is I think there's a bigger push for, and it's not good, is that a push of trying to act more grown up. And I think our generation, we had a lot more innocence. But yes, we were still tempted with the facts of drugs and sex and all that kind of stuff. That was still there, but it seems like it's more prevalent in your generation. And that's not good. But we've been there. As parents, we are all in mid-high. We're all in junior high. We know what it's like. We know what it feels like to want it to be accepted by certain people, what you perceive to be the cool crowd. But at this age, chances are 20 years from now, you probably will not have those same friends. So I wouldn't sweat it too much. Okay? You know, chances are, you know, hopefully you will. You know, I have the great privilege of still having the same friend, some of the same friends I had in high school. Specifically, one person in mind, that's true, is one of my best friends. But we're all in the Lord together, and that's even greater. And so they have their experience, and your parents, they do have wisdom from just living life. You know, why go through the school of hard knocks when your parents have already gone through it for you? Learn from their experience. You know, I'm a believer that you don't have to experience everything in life to know that it's good or bad. To me, that's foolishness. You know, as kids, we should be observers. You know, be keen observers of other people's lives. You know, for example, I learned early that doing drugs was bad, not a good deal. Because I saw the outcome of people I knew who did drugs and what happened to their lives. Not good. So, therefore, you know, why experience all that where you really don't need to? It's not good. Or alcohol. Or sex before marriage. It's not a good thing. It's better to wait. And so, learn from their wisdom. And I think there will become a day, and I hope it's true now, and I think some of you kids are wise enough to understand that, is learn to appreciate your parents' wisdom. George Washington said, "The greatest teacher I ever had was my mother." You know, moms are great. It's true. I mean, moms are wonderful. They're special. They're not perfect. They're not perfect. But they're wonderful, and you will appreciate your mother as you get older. And Abraham Lincoln said, "All that I am or I hope to be, I owe to my angel mother." Now, how can moms get all the accolades? That's not fair. No, it's fair. Moms are amazing people. Appreciate your parents. They're also wisdom may include the wisdom of God. Some of your parents are probably pretty well-versed in the Bible. And their desires to give you biblical wisdom. Man, that's enduring wisdom. That's wisdom that will last eternity. Appreciate that. And, you know, children with Christian parents are blessed with wisdom. You're blessed kids. Because I trust most of your parents are Christians. And you're here. You're blessed. You're blessed that your parents would care the way that you take. The friends that you choose. The people you hang out with, you know, they're concerned about that for a good reason. And they do it because they love you. But not only there's wisdom in listening to your parents, there's also a promised blessing and beauty in listening. Let's look at verse 9 again. Well, let's read the whole context. My son, hear the instruction of your father. Do not forsake the law of your mother or the instruction of your mother, for they will be a graceful ornament on your head and chains about your neck. There's beauty in listening to your parents. First of all, it says they will be a graceful ornament on your head. And you're thinking, what does that mean? Well, what does that mean, Brianna? Take a guess. A wild guess. It could be a hat. Take a wild guess. Well, we're talking jewelry here. What do you think would be a graceful ornament on your head? Well, when you were a kid and you grew up in the age of the Little Mermaid and all that kind of stuff, and my daughters love it, is the tiara, the crown,
the hat,
a graceful ornament. Well, you know, to have a crown of jewels on your head, what does that indicate? Pardon me? I'm sorry.
Pound for pound,
what do you mean by that? Well, I'll tell you what it means. It's like to have a crown, that means you have to be kind of like royalty, right? Do peasants wear crowns? Probably not. But or you have to come from wealth. And here Solomon is saying, my son, if you listen to my instruction and you listen to your mother's teaching, it'll be like you will be rich, man. You will be a wealthy kid. You will have wealth. You will have a chain around your neck. And, you know, and chains are important now for some kids these days. That bling, you know.
Bling.
That bling stuff. You know, Adam would wear his bling, and it'd be a big gold chain and a little writing there, and it would say God rules or something, you know. You know, I mean, and those big golden chains were a sign of wealth. A poor person would not buy a chain. Well, they didn't have plastic in them days, my friend. They didn't have plastic in those days. This was a culture you were either 1% was the extremely wealthy and the rest of them were barely making it. And so when you listen to your parents' wisdom and to their counsel and their instruction, you're going to be rich. You're going to be wealthy. That is the point. You're going to be wealthy. Son, don't hang out with those kids. But mom, I don't have a dad. I don't want you hanging out with those kids. Blah, blah. Okay. And then you find out they get into trouble. They get sent to the D home. Is YDDC still around? Did he get sent to YDDC? That's not living very wealthy, is it? You know, your parents can... There's probably so many times that without my knowledge, my mom saved my life because she said, no, you can't go out today. You can't go hang out with your friends. And maybe she saved me from a tragedy that could have happened. The providence of God working through your parents by their big fat no, and you go into your room with an attitude. Have you ever done that? No, I never done that myself. Of course we have. But the beauty is learn to trust your parents. It's a testing of faith. God is saying, can you trust me through your parents? You know, God put your parents as your authority. And, you know, as a parent, that freaks me out. It's like, God, you put me in charge of these kids? I mean, I'm supposed to raise them? I mean, when you were born, your parents probably looked at you and said, oh, Lord, how am I going to raise this kid? Because they know the responsibility that it takes. You know, the unfortunate thing, we're talking about making good and wise decisions, you know, about parenting. One day, God willing, all of you will be parents. And God willing, and you cooperating with God will be godly parents. But, you know, when you hear the news and you hear about kids being abused, what kind of families are they born into? Well, let's put it this way. They're probably single parents, and they're probably very young. That's why it's important to wait before you get married. That's why it's important to wait. Let years get under you, maturity, because it takes mature people to raise kids. Because, you know, parents, they get tired. And then when you're fighting with them, ooh, that doesn't help. That doesn't make it a happy day. You know, with you copping attitudes and the, you know, stressful day at home or at work or whatever. And then, you know, little Johnny and little Sarah thinks they're smarter than mom and dad. And that's, you know, I'm not saying, I'm making excuses. It's not a reason for a parent to fly off the handle, but it happens. But it's important to be wise in listening to that. And also, it's wisdom is like graceful jewelry, and children are made attractive by their parents' wisdom. This one person wrote, love and respect and obedience will be ornamental as three crowns, diadems, which are jewels, and golden chains and pearls are to others. There's nothing like a kid, you know, who's like you guys. I think all of you guys are pretty good kids. I mean, well, I don't know about Justin. I think I just changed my mind. No, just kidding. No, Justin's a great guy, great kid. Is that there's nothing like when you run into a family and their kids are acting like punks. You don't bring honor to your family. You don't bring joy to your mother's heart or your father's heart. And I'm sure all of your parents are very proud of you, each and every one of you. And I hope they tell you that too. That's, you know, it's good to hear that. Even now my mom tells me, I'm so proud of you. And, you know, and here I'm in my 40s, and I think, gee, thanks, Mom. It makes me feel good. You know, so it's important. So your parents, or you are made attractive by your parents' wisdom. Listen to their wisdom. And now there's ugliness to parental disrespect. Well, if we were living in the Old Testament times, we wouldn't have kids who would misbehave too much. If they did, they wouldn't live very long. Because back in the Old Testament, if a kid, especially a son, you know, son wants to sow his oats, son thinks he's going to take dad, you know, and he was very disrespectful to his father, the elders of the village would take that kid, take him outside the village and stone him to death. That's the way it was back then. And you were thinking, wow. Yeah, exactly. And I'm thinking to me, would I have lived? I probably wouldn't have lived on some days. But that's how serious God saw that we would respect and learn to listen and respect our parents. And I'm going to tie this together to make a big point, so keep that in mind. Ephesians tells us, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for that is right. You want to be right? Then obey your parents. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, that it may be well with you and you may live long on the earth. Here, God is giving a general principle. You listen to your parents, you obey them. And the general principle, you may live longer, because especially you guys, us guys, especially as teenagers, we live a little bit more recklessly. And when your parents tell you, I don't want you doing this, son, well, mom's not, dad's not around here, they'll never know. Their life is not going to be very long. And, you know, and as I said, being an observer of life, how important it is, I saw that in my own life. My oldest brother died at 17 years old. And how did he die? Well, he lived very foolishly, drinking and driving. What a shameful thing. And so God promises you, listen to your parents, you may live long on the earth. And I'm sure all of us want to have a long, nice long life. Yeah, I would say so. And so that's important. And then there's a generation, as in Proverbs will say in Proverbs chapter 30, it's a generation that curses its father and does not bless its mother. Let's not be that generation. You know, there's, I remember growing up generation, you know, not to listen to your parents. We're teenagers. We're supposed to rebel. That's stupidity. That's foolishness. What's the end of that road? You know, it's not a good deal. And so, God finds it very important that we listen to our parents. In the law of Moses, it says, cursed is the one who treats his father and mother with contempt. Cursed is the one. None of us want to be cursed. We want to live in blessings. So there's blessedness in listening. And so, to tie things up, in conclusion, we saw that there is wisdom and beauty in listening to your parents, but I want you to know that there's a greater principle working in these two verses, the greater principle. And it's the principle of intimacy and relationship with God. Have you noticed in these, as we read through this first chapter, it mentions my son, my son, my son, three times, my son. And let's remember that Proverbs is really God's word. It's his word written to Solomon for you. So you can look at the Bible as a loving letter written to a beloved child from a loving father. It's a love letter written to you. It's a manual, instructions written to you. It's God's word saying, I wrote this for Abe.
Justin,
that's right. And I want to say Rebecca, but that's not it. What? Jacqueline, Brianna, Justin, Gilbert, and Keanu, that's right. And for Frank and for Adam. He written it for us. And see, if we cannot obey our parents whom we see here on earth, don't you think it would be a lot more difficult to listen to God whom you cannot see? Of course it is. And here God is working through your parents. He's working through them. And so when mom says no and you get upset. And, you know, I understand that because I was a kid once. Still a kid. You know, and nobody likes to hear no when you want to do something. But you know what? We need to embrace it. Keep a good attitude. And there'll be times, and to me, I have already, where you just disagree with your parents. Oh, you're wrong. How can you say that? You know, that scenario going on, and your parents said, I said no. They pull out the parent card, because I said no. And that's the end of the discussion. You know, I pull out that card, because I said no. I'm not going to argue with the six-year-old. Yeah. But as a kid, as a child of God, As a child of God, you need to say, okay, Lord, I receive your no, and by faith, I'm going to embrace it, and I'm going to thank you for it, and I'm going to trust you in this. That is maturity. Because that's your goal, isn't it? You guys want to grow up to be mature, right?
Yeah,
and when you get to be parents, and you have your own little Johnny, you can remember how your parents treated you. And hopefully, you know, it is, and I know all parents aren't perfect, and try to discard their mistakes, you know? Just toss it out. Keep the good and toss out the bad. But this is how you learn to be a parent. But the most important thing, trust it by faith from God, that you're receiving it from the Lord, that it's His will. Because it really is. It's His will. And so, in that way, we'll grow in wisdom and in faith. And that's the goal of it. And when you do that, I believe God will bless you with that crown and that chain above and beyond you can ever ask or think. There'll be fruit to it. So trust the Lord in that. Shall we pray? We shall. Father, we thank you. We praise you that you are our loving heavenly parent, and that we thank you, God, for our parents, that you are working through them. And Lord, as kids, we ask that you give them wisdom. As a parent, Lord, I need wisdom to know and understand my children. And I pray, Father, that you would teach me to listen to them so that I can understand them and that I can be more prudent in my decisions. I pray, Lord, that you would grace these kids with a crown and a chain of righteousness, a helmet of salvation. I pray, Lord, that their lives would be blessed and that their relationship with their parents would be wonderful. And I pray, Lord, in those times where they disagree, I pray, Lord, that they would have the wisdom to submit to their parents. And I pray, Lord, that their parents would also have the wisdom not to exasperate them. And I pray you give me that wisdom with my own kids. And so, Father, we love you. You are the perfect parent. And we are so glad that you care for our lives, that you love us. In Jesus' name we pray. And everybody said,
amen.
All right.